wishing you all. It's the whole holiday season. It's the whole holiday season. We want every day to be great now through the beginning of the new year. In the new year, we'll want you to continue to have a great day every single day. We'll show up every single Saturday morning to answer questions about home improvement for you. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 1-888-767-4348.
Charlie, welcome to the program. How may we help you this Saturday morning?
Okay, got a couple of things real quick. A while back, I went to one of the local grocery store gas station things to collect my bonus points, and the lady says, well, your card is no longer valid. So this morning I checked with the store, and she said, well, there's some scams going around where people can get your either use your phone number or your the little numbers off your card, your grocery card, and they can get your fuel points. Now, this is not a big deal, but I asked her, can they also get into my and charge groceries to me? And she said she didn't know for sure.
Wow.
It's a brand new one to me. I hadn't heard of something like that.
No, I had not either. We appreciate you sharing that warning to all of our listeners.
And what I really wanted to call about was SRP sends out a little mail out showing your energy usage for 1 or 2 or 3 months and rates you with the other houses of similar size.
Right.
And I said, well, I've got an all-electric house, and I've got a whole bunch of grandkids and people living here. How does that compare with somebody who lives across the street? There's only two people there, and they've got gas. Is there some way a guy can find out if they really compare you to somebody that's like what you've got? Because I'd like to know what I'm doing as far as energy usage goes.
Well, let's talk about it a couple of minutes. How big is your house?
3,800.
3,800. And you say you have several people living in the house. How many people?
Well, we've got 3 grandkids and their mom and the wife and I. So that's what, 6?
6. Okay. And
all electric, no gas.
All electric.
Which is unusual on SRP. Most SRPs are dual energy.
Most of the areas are. Is there gas in your neighborhood? You just don't have gas to your house?
That's correct. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Gas, we can get it.
Yeah, okay. So at 3,800 square feet with 6 people, do you have a swimming pool?
No, sir.
No swimming pool? Okay.
Any outbuildings? Workshops?
No. Well, just a garage.
Okay.
It's attached, though?
It is attached.
Okay.
And in the summer, you like to keep the temperature at what temperature inside the house?
Oh, it seemed to me like it's somewhere about 77, 78, somewhere along there.
Okay. And with that many people in the house, are your highest summer bills running in the mid to high 400s?
No, not at all.
Are you on an average budget pay where it's the same amount every month?
No, sir. We just standard whatever we use.
Good. What are you currently experiencing in your highest energy bill in the summer?
It's around just short of 300.
You're doing
Charlie,
great.
Charlie, you're doing great.
If you can be under $10 a square foot, which would be 380 in your case,
yeah.
If you can stay under that, especially with as many people, you're doing great.
You have
to take those a little bit with a grain of salt. Because you don't know what variables are going into that equation. Perfect example, my house that I built, it showed me well under any of my neighbors one summer.
Yeah.
I didn't change anything, and in fact, I was at my home less the next year, and I was at the complete reverse spectrum where it showed I was using more power than all of my neighbors. So the variables that go into that and the factors of your other neighbors and what other people are doing it, I probably shouldn't admit this. I don't even pay attention to that.
Jennifer, make sure Charlie gets the number to Steve Kep and let Charlie know that Steve will do a free over-the-phone analysis of his entire electric bill. But I would tell you that at that point, Charlie, you're doing pretty darn well. The guy I'm recommending to talk to you by phone, he can actually access your utility rates by the internet. You'll have to give him your account number information, and he'll look at that. And it is unbelievable the data he can pull from looking at your utility bill. He can even tell you what size shoes you wear. Well, not quite that much, but he can tell you a lot. He'll tell you exactly what temperature you're keeping it at. He'll tell you how old your equipment is, and he's going to tell you anything you can do to try and drive your bill down. But again, you're doing really good. We appreciate the call, and especially appreciate that warning about the point usage stealing of the
gas bonus points. I'm going to tell you what, Dad. I'm going to keep this page from the Arizona Republic, D6. It's all the different traditions and festivals throughout Arizona. And I'm going to make it, once the kids get a little older for travel, a tradition to visit one of these each year. We always do the Prescott Christmas tree lighting. But did you know in Globe, they have a 1,400 Illuminary Light Festival with performances by Yellow Bird Productions. Now, Yellow Bird Productions probably doesn't mean a lot, and it didn't mean a lot to me until you read the next sentence. A San Carlos Apache Dance Company.
Oh, cool.
You think that might be something interesting? Yeah, that little bit of tradition and history probably in that as well?
Yeah, one of the other things we could talk about is other things other than home improvement you can get involved in that might help you burn off some of these extra calories. And I'll talk about those when we get back.
For this festival and Globe, go to GlobeMiamiChamber.com for dates and details.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at RosieOnTheHouse.com.